It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Things go by very fast when there's big picture topics, hot topics, you might say. But why don't we take a little trip around the league, because everything that happens out there pretty much is pertinent to the Steelers, and also take a little trip around the colleges, shall we? This was a big weekend for Pitt and Penn State. Why don't we do that first, the more I think about it? The Penn State game. Oh, okay. I thought he was surprising me with more things that I didn't want to hear in my headset.
College football music.
All right, I'm sorry. What is he doing, Bob? This guy.
He's producing.
This is incredible.
Give you some
the
jolt.
Last segment, he was firing things that I've never heard before into the headsets.
That was a little weird.
Now you made me all flustered. I was trying to help with the music.
No, I'm sorry. It was good.
I'll
it was
go
a good
look
you gave
in, the, in the context of what happened
look.
In the last segment, it was a little surprising. Would you admit that, Bob?
Well, at first, I thought, uh-oh, here we go again. But then it was the college football music, which means it's time to talk some college football.
I should never doubt our limitless wonder, should I?
No, he's pretty reliable.
Well, the first reason cases. You had reason to doubt, yeah. I didn't realize if I pressed that button, you could hear it. I thought I just could.
Penn State, USC. Man, when those two teams hook up, Bob, we usually get a classic. At least two I can think of. This was a great game. And I will say this. Here's my take. We each get a take here. Is that even if Penn State loses in overtime, that was a Drew Aller grow-up game. He had a couple tough moments, and then he just lit it up. They have a dude, I think, in him, and I wouldn't want to be playing them from here on out. I wouldn't. I think they're going to go unbeaten in the regular season. They may wind up the season ranked first in the country. That was a hell of a football game. Your take?
I love their offensive coordinator and his willingness to do different things. It's not your typical Penn State kind of offense there. We saw some different play designs, some things that made me wonder what was going on, which is good because I think the defense has the same questions if you're not prepared for some of this. So my biggest takeaway, it's a fresh approach to offense. And yes, Drew Aller had a very good game, and they needed it from him.
We should probably mention Ty Warren, 17 catches for 224 yards. Limits, I know you follow Penn State closely. Your take on that game and him?
I was nervous for a long portion of that game, guys. It was a 14-point deficit at the half. I like how they opened it up. I mean, that trick plays typically have not worked for Penn State in the past. Bo Prabula throwing back to Drew Aller to Tyler Warren. He had 217 yards receiving, broke the Penn State receptions record. I was a little hesitant about this game at the start of the year. Now, they got Ohio State in a couple weeks. I'll be at that one. That's the worrisome game. But if they can get past Ohio State,
well,
they will make the playoffs easily and be a top five team.
I think even if they lose a good game to Ohio State, they make the playoff. Don't you guys?
As long as it's one loss, and if it's that loss, yes. Because all these teams, how many do they have ranked in the top 10? Three of the top four are Big Ten teams. Ohio State only, I think, dropped to four after that loss
right.
to Oregon. So, you know, one loss, yes, it's sustainable, and they will get an opportunity.
All right, let's move on to Pitt. Their defense came alive in this game. That was a swarming pass rush and defensive effort. At the same time, Cal's coach, is it Justin Wilcox? Pitt should have carried him off the field after the game. What the hell is he doing, Bob?
Well, the first time.
He goes for a two-point conversion early, then you're forced too late. Then you don't get a good kick for your struggling kicker. At the end, it's just, what is that guy doing?
I don't know, but I didn't like that call right from the very beginning. And I also thought this was a good game for Pitt in the sense that they did not rely on Eli Holstein and their offense. This was all about their defense stepping up against a team that had put 38 points on Miami the week before, albeit in a loss. So I think they have to feel pretty good about themselves, knowing they won a game where their offense wasn't what it normally is. And those can help your defense moving forward, certainly down the road.
So they get a nice little break here. They don't play till Thursday the 24th, home against Syracuse on ESPN. That's fantastic stuff to go into that game 6-0 for the first time since what, Bob? Since Mulsey had hair? Was Mulsey even alive in 1981?
I don't think so. So he didn't have hair. He didn't have an existence, actually. There was nothing to him.
Did Captain Merrill Steubing even have hair in 1981?
Sure, back then, I do everything for Mulsey.
He was hot then.
And he does nothing for me. He wasn't born yet.
Rick Springfield was hot in 81, wasn't
yes,
he?
He was.
This is great for Pitt. And then...
It's set up well for them. That Syracuse game, they have to play Clemson, I think, this week. I think that's right.
Syracuse does?
I think. Can you check that?
Well, then Pitt goes to SMU on Saturday, November 2nd. This could start
that's
to
a
get...
tough game.
Yeah, I know. But it's a great opportunity, too. And this could get very serious for Pitt moving forward. So that's just flat-out fun right now to have them doing what they're doing. All right, Bob. Let's take a trip around the NFL, if you'd be so kind.
Oh, there's a lot to talk about in the National Football League.
We each get a quick thought on...
How about points?
What
more points this week than they've had in any point of this season.
Yeah, we're not talking about those low-scoring games anymore. Quick thought on each game, whatever the storyline, it could be anything that happened, whatever it might be. Bears 35, Jags 16. Doug Peterson is going to get fired, and Caleb Williams is starting to come on big. Bob, Bears are 4-2.
And Caleb Williams out of the get-go is 4-2, and not many quarterbacks who are number one overall picks started this way, and he's doing some very nice things there, and Jacksonville should play all their games in London because it's the only way they're going to get people to watch their games. And they have another one this coming week, I think. How many games do they play?
It's ridiculous. Twin Cities?
I don't think Doug Peterson will be on the flight coming back to the United States. He's just going to stay in London and take an extended vacation.
I think he's at an English pub right now, Bob.
That's an interesting question, too. We talked about earlier this year, who's the first coach to be fired? I thought it might be Mike McCarthy.
Well,
no, but Salah already got it.
So well, that's true. I forgot.
He got it. So who may be next? Could be Peterson.
The other thing there is that the AFC, I think there's only 9 viable teams for the playoffs. Only 9. And all you have to do is be 1 of 7. So I think the Steelers are in great position. Point being, I thought the Jags would be one of those teams, at least in playoff position. They stink. Packers 34, Cardinals 13. The only thing I want to talk about is my MVP candidate that everybody laughed at me for. Jordan Love is now second in the league in touchdown passes. I believe he's second in the league in yards per game. And you wait to see what he does the rest of the year, Bob. They're a viable Super Bowl contender, I think.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. And got to give a lot of credit here to Matt LaFleur. He's
out. Geese, son.
Yeah, I like to say LaFleur. But he's terrific. And not only that, but he got something out of Malik Willis I don't think many people thought he can get out of, which was winning football.
I also picked Jordan Love, Joe, along with you to win MVP. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. And I love the rushing attack that they have in Green Bay, too. Pretty underrated.
Colts 20. Titans 17. The Colts are one of those 9 viable teams. I think their head coach is pretty darn good at what he does, Bob, and so is Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco, longest active streak in the NFL of most consecutive games with at least 2 touchdown
passes.
It's
unreal.
It's him. And he made a jump start. He had to jump up and make a throw, which was a tough throw to make, but he did when he was about to get crushed to turn into a touchdown. They're better with him at quarterback. And Cleveland would have been much better with him at quarterback.
They would have been much better entirely because, I mean, look at the Browns again. Disasterful game. But I agree with every single syllable that you said, Bob.
And half syllable.
What about my syllables, Mulsey? Texans 41, Patriots 21. 2 thoughts. The Texans are really good and maybe the biggest threat to the Chiefs. Well, along with the second biggest behind the Ravens to the Chiefs in the AFC. And then Drake May, he did enough good things. I know he threw a couple picks. He did enough good things to tell me that Patriots fans should be pretty happy with that pick. I think they're going to be, Bob.
Takes time. But yeah, I would agree with that. But right now, and if you go back to the tape, I had the Texans going to the Super Bowl when you asked that question because of a lot of things, including Joe Mixon. I think Joe Mixon gives them something they haven't had. Out of the backfield, he's been terrific, and it's a nice security check down for C.J. Stroud.
No sophomore slump for C.J. Stroud. He's been terrific. The Drake May era begins with a 20-point loss.
Yeah, but he threw 3 touchdowns, 243 yards. But they stink, right? I mean, them and the Dolphins are just, they're done.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
As are many teams in the AFC. Bucks 51, Saints 27. I think the Fighting Baker Mayfields are one of the best shows in the NFL, Bob. Cleveland would have been better off with him, too.
There's no question. They've made bad quarterback decisions over the years, which is why they've had so many of them. But this game was all about rushing, pounding, and doing the things that they wanted to do. I don't know what's happened to New Orleans. I don't. I thought they started well, and I was expecting something better. But man, Mayfield and that team, and you still have two receivers at a very high level here, with Godfrey and Godwin and Evans.
Yeah.
Those two guys. They both made touchdowns. I mean, just dynamic. So I really like what they're doing down there. I don't know how far it takes them in the NFC because I think there's some really good teams in the NFC.
I think the Bucs might be the third best team in the NFC right now behind the Lions and also behind San Francisco. The Saints are done without Derek Carr. He's going to miss a couple more weeks. But Tampa Bay.
You didn't mention Minnesota in there. No respect.
Yeah, you didn't mention Minnesota, and you're the Sam Darnold fan above everyone.
I completely forgot Sam Darnold in Minnesota. Yeah, they're better than the Bucs. All right, so Tampa Bay fourth. I did pick them to win the division.
All right, we have to pick it up, gentlemen. It's now a 3-minute drive. Eagles 20, Browns 16. I can't help but take joy in the Browns' demise, but the story here was Nick Sirianni clapping back at the fans. How about the you-know-what's on this guy, Bob?
Well, that won't endear him, and now all the radio shows in there, they
crushing
want him out.
Crushing him.
But some of these fans are nuts. They want Kelsey's brother, Jason Kelsey, to be the head coach. Come on now. I mean, just because he chugs beer better than most, is that why? Come on.
The Browns are horrendous. I want them to win a couple of games, though, just so they don't get a good draft pick.
But I think
that's a good point,
better
actually.
Days are ahead for Philadelphia because A.J. Brown is back. That gives them a big part of what they've been missing.
The Beltway battle. This was a really, seemed like anyway, it wasn't on TV, seemed like a very entertaining game. And my takeaway from this is that Derrick Henry looks like prime Derrick Henry for the Ravens, and they are absolutely the favorite in the AFC North. And I think, Bob, a clear-cut top threat to the Chiefs. You?
Well, they do it the way they've always done it under John Harbaugh. They pound the ball. It doesn't matter who's back there, you know, whether it's who have they had? Gus Edwards before?
Yeah, anybody.
Anyone. This guy, though, was the best signing of anyone in the free agent market. 1 year, $10 million. What he's done, they right now are on track to become the most prolific run team in NFL history. They, and through 6 games, are fourth best total of all time in terms of running, and that includes Lamar. Of course, but man, that's spectacular.
But Jaden Daniels played really well in this game. 270 and 2 touchdowns. I know they didn't win, but he's for real.
That's going to be a challenge for the Steelers. Chargers 23, Broncos 16. The Chargers are good. When they're relatively healthy, they are a threat also in the AFC, I think. Bob?
Harbaugh had to miss the game because of heart.
Left in the middle of the game a couple times, but he came back.
I know, but I'm just saying he had a heart issue going on, and I can understand that because of someone who's done it. But my biggest takeaway is that if Justin Herbert is healthy and protected, he is capable of beating any team. I just think that that's how good I have respect for him.
And Denver's so wishy-washy up and down, but Herbert doesn't have that many weapons. Still getting it done, though.
It's all him, is what it is.
Lions 47, Cowboys 9.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know where to start, but I'll since we're moving quickly, I had the Lions going to the Super Bowl. Now I don't. I think Aiden Hutchinson is that good. It was a horrific compound fracture there. I think it was a tibia. Just a terrible thing to have happen. And unfortunately, while I still think the Lions are very good, you can't lose your version of TJ Watt.
You can't discount them because of his injury. They're that good offensively.
No, it would be like the Steelers losing Watt.
Okay.
But I think they're done.
With that offense, you
their
think
offense
they're done.
Is
they're
very
not
good.
Done. They're not done. They have, you're going to find out this week. They go and play Minnesota.
Done
which
as
be the
a
game
team
of
that gets to the Super
the
Bowl. That's what I'm saying. Not done.
No,
you know,
I disagree. I totally disagree. I think their offense is prolific enough to do something against any team defensively in the NFL. What we saw yesterday was not a good sign for the Steelers, who struggled to lose to the Cowboys, and the Cowboys at home on Jerry Jones's birthday deliver that gift to him.
This would be like the Bills losing Bruce Smith. I mean, this kid is an absolute star.
They still can score points
sure they can.
At a rate that I think can offset that. I know how tough that is to lose him. But at the same time, you're going to tell me that offense, who's going to stop that offense when they're playing the way they are? They got studs everywhere, including the offensive line.
Tampa Bay and Arizona did.
Okay.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying, Bob.
You know what I'm saying, Joe.
Yes, I do. They're still a threat. They could win a playoff game, something the local club here hasn't done in a long time. I just think as far as getting to the Super Bowl, that's too much to
overcome.
How about
the NFC North, if you look at their
off
numbers,
to the best start ever.
5-0, 4-2, 4-2, 4-2.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
This is not what the Steelers should have done to the Cowboys, but this is what a competent offense against that depleted Dallas defense looks like. The Steelers should have won that game last week. That's the first thing that popped into my mind.
Kirk Cousins has a big day. Falcons win big, but the last game we'll talk about quickly is Bengals 17, Giants 7. I thought the Giants were game. I have a soft spot for Daniel Jones. The guy's running like a fullback. He seeks contact. He's trying so hard. He's just not very good, Bob. And the Bengals stay alive.
I thought their field goal kicker really hurt them a lot. And so they were in that game, the Giants, and the Steelers have them coming up a couple of weeks from now. So I think – what?
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just – the Giants are better than their record indicates, I think, and are capable of winning some of these games, and they were in position last night to do it.
How about you, Chris?
The Bengals' leading rusher last night was Joe Burrow. Who's Chris?
I told you last week I went from twin to Wonder Twin to Twin to Twin Peaks and now Chris Peak of Panther Lair. So you've become Chris.
Oh, sorry, I can't keep track anymore. Joe Burrow had 4 carries, 55 yards, and a touchdown. He was their leading rusher. There's still issues in Cincinnati. They just beat a bad team.
You know Chris Peak, Bob? Very nice man.
Yes,
lives
indeed.
In Mount Lebanon, I believe.
Does a good job
have you
with
ever
his
been
site,
to,
yes.
Have you ever been to Peak and Peak Ski Resort?
Yes, have done that too.
Do you still ski?
I go by the fire and drink wine or whatever I can, French martinis. I'm not allowed to ski, Joe. I'm on blood thinners and I used to ski. Now I don't ski anymore because I don't want to get bruised.
Limits, have you ever had a French martini?
No, and I've never skied before.
You should do both this winter.
At the same time?
Take a martini first and go down the slopes.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.